Hello again, everybody. Jeff Joniak, and welcome into Keys to the Game as the Bears prepare for the Dallas Cowboys at Soldier Field on Monday night.
ChicagoBears.com presents Keys to the Game, brought to you by Athletico Physical Therapy.
Let's start with offense, and it's a three-phase game. Everybody knows that, but right now, the Bears offense is equipped to make the biggest impact. The league's fifth highest scoring team overall is eighth in most offensive points per game at 23.5. Another touchdown a game would make a huge difference. With Jay Cutler or Josh McCown, the Bears are moving the ball. In three of his four starts, McCown has guided the offense to 442, 424, and 480-yard games, but nine touchdowns and an average of 21 offensive points in those four games. Converting more of those yards into points is the next step in what has been a poised and efficient relief role. Dallas expects the healthy return of linebacker Sean Lee, but the Cowboys defense statistically giving up the most in the NFL at 421.6 yards per game. The Cowboys are 26th in sacks with 26, and like the Bears, the Cowboys have six return touchdowns, including five defensive touchdowns. So valuing the ball will be big on Monday night. Teams are moving the ball on the Bears' defense, but there have been a mountain of opportunities to make the key stop based on the time, score, or down and distance in the football game, and those key stops have been infrequent. Teams have run it 192 times against the Bears, which is third highest in the league, and the second fewest passing attempts at 202. It's limited opportunities for interceptions, and the Bears have not forced a fumble in eight games. Dallas quarterback Tony Romo completed 65% or more of his passes in multiple games this season and owns the second lowest interception percentage in the NFL. His 24-7 TD to interception ratio is terrific, and he's engineered nine quick strike touchdowns, which is third best in the league and is defined by drives of four plays or less. What the Bears can do is focus on third down defense. Romo's weakness is third down passing this season. Completion rate dips to only 49% with four touchdowns, four interceptions, and 12 sacks. Dez Bryant and Jason Witten have combined to catch only 25 of their 47 third-down targets, four for touchdowns. I really believe position battle is going to be a key in this game. The Bears have started 18 of their drives inside their own 20 after receiving a kickoff, and that's on an NFL-high 48 returns. That's the second most inside the 20 drives in the league. Devin Hester does take a lot of kickoffs out of the end zone, so the reward for a big return is certainly greater than the risk of starting inside your own 20. However, the Cowboys have a very strong special teams unit and have allowed only five returns longer than 30 yards this season. The Bears are equally impressive in kick coverage, leading the NFL with seven returns of less than 10 yards. Overall, both units are top eight in the league. In the punt game, Dallas has forced a league-best 25 fair catches, and the Bears have allowed a league-low 12 returns for 109 yards. You see where I'm going here? Each team has an explosive return man. The Bears have Hester, and the Cowboys have Dwayne Harris, who is second in the NFL at 14 yards per punt return, including a touchdown, and second on kickoff returns, averaging 31.3 yards and a long of 90. This promises to be a great night of emotion. Another chapter in Bears history honoring the retirement of Mike Ditka's number 89 jersey. A hard-nosed performance against the Cowboys would certainly suit the tone of the night. There are Bear-Cowboy subplots galore, with Rod Marinelli coaching the Cowboys' D-line, to Jeremiah Ratliff playing against his old team, to the friendship of Cowboys offensive play caller Bill Callahan and Bears head coach Mark Trestman, to former Cowboys and current Bears special teams coordinator Joe DeCamillis, and Bears tight end Martellus Bennett, who was drafted by the Cowboys. And there are many more as well. It promises to be a game of high emotion. Cowboys are fighting for the NFC East title, the Bears fighting for their playoff lives with a shrinking schedule. The Bears have to start fast because Dallas does. They scored 10 touchdowns and 82 points on first and second half first possessions this season. The Bears have to do the same. That's going to wrap up this week's Keys to the Game. It's Bears-Cowboys Monday night at Soldier Field. Should be a great night. Follow our coverage on News Radio 780 and 105.9 FM, WBBM, starting with a pregame show at 4:30, kickoff at 7:40. That'll do it for this week's Keys to the Game. I'm Jeff Joniak. Thanks for watching.
ChicagoBears.com presents Keys to the Game, brought to you by Athletico Physical Therapy.